Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's Football Sunday here. WEEI, Christian Arkin, Teddy J, Chris Schein, Mego, Ken Laird behind the board. What a treat, ladies and gentlemen. And what a treat that was last week. Patriots take down the Tennessee Titans. The opposing fans chanting your head coach's name. A lot of love flowing through that locker room, and I think the type of win that makes even the skeptics like myself and the non-believers start to believe as we get you ready here for a pretty important matchup against the Cleveland Browns team that has a very, very strong defense. The Patriots, their offense, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and of course, Drake May going to go out there, deal with Mason Graham, Myles Garrett, the rest of that Browns defense. We'll have all that coverage for you here today. But first, let's welcome back the big guy, hey. Ted Johnson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. Thank you for asking. I'm doing great. Sorry about last weekend, but I'm doing much better now.
I told
the boys in the afternoon. Show that it was, you know, Sunday morning I woke up and it was, I could see, I understand what people talk about when they, the light's pulling you and that's, you're walking to the light and you get there.
Like that.
And I was at the gates and there's, and then Nicole Smith waiting for me, waving, come on, just come a little bit further, but I never quite made it, but thank God, because, you know, it's good to be here and on this earth, but I'm feeling much better. I'm excited to talk about today's game and so I'm ready to go.
You're the only person I ever saw get the norovirus and get bigger.
No.
That would be weird.
You know what it is? Is when you lose weight in your gut, then you start to look like you're V'd up. It's an optical illusion is what that is.
Well, not an optical illusion last week. The Patriots continue with their win streak. We didn't get to hear from you, Ted, so let's go ahead. We don't have to jump a whole week backwards and go back to the previous game, but let's get your early thoughts here on this matchup with Cleveland, the Tennessee Titans, and what we saw last weekend.
Yeah, look, that was a solid win last week, and I think, you know, I've been hearing people talk about, oh, this might be a trap game. We're past the trap games. Like, we've had three trap games in a row, so can we move on from that? It's not an issue. But I just thought that was a nice win, a nice solid win last week for the Patriots. So, you know, there's still concerns, right? I mean, it was nice to see the running game finally wake up. It was the first game all season long where I actually saw the offensive line getting surged pushing guys off the line of scrimmage, which was encouraging. See Ramondre, run the ball better, but still concerns from my end on defense. But the clip you played as we bumped in, clearly, this team is bought in. They are, from a psychological standpoint, they are all pulling in the same direction, and they all have their priorities in line. And that, to me, is what's going to be the biggest challenge. And now it seems like they have that. Boom, you got them. Now let's go. I don't see today's game being that competitive, but that defense for Cleveland is obviously, excellent. So they got, they got to deal with that.
All right.
Cleveland.
Yes, thank you, Wiggy. Chris Schein, Mego, also. Mego, just to warn everybody, Mego's got a bit of a voice thing going on today.
Kind of
sounds like Marge Schott a little bit. You remember Marge Schott, the old owner?
We need to get her doing ASMR. I think that's what we need.
That's a good idea.
It's not like at the sexy point. It's past. Well,
I don't know about that.
I think listeners might disagree.
It's reached the Mo Sizlak level of like The Simpsons bartender.
Mago, I might give you just a few lines to read. We'll record those in the break, if
that's
okay.
Should we do the naturally nude pajamas read early for Christmas?
Yes. I mean, Valentine's Day is just 4 short months away. So
Super Bowl's on Valentine's Day this year, correct?
Is that right?
I believe so.
Is that true?
Valentine's,
that feels 14th? Late.
Cindy's going to love that.
Oh, did they move it back that. For? Is it the? Is
oh
it,
no, it's not. I was lied.
But,
to. It's
but,
the 8th.
But they're
the
8th. Okay. They're trying to get to that though.
Yeah. Oh, if they're going to add another game, then that could certainly happen. All right, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here, Mego.
There's divorce attorneys behind that.
That's true, Mego. What is what's the biggest story today?
So I disagree in the idea that this isn't going to be a competitive, hard fought win for the Patriots if they get it. I think that this defense. I won't say that they're underrated because they're obviously statistically top of just about every category. And that front four, I asked Josh McDaniels about it this week, called them exceptional. Like that pass rush, I think, is going to create a lot of problems for Drake May. So what I'm looking at for today is we've had 6 straight weeks of these 100-plus passer rating performances from Drake. He's on a heater like we haven't seen from a young quarterback in several seasons. Very impressive, but I think it's a little bit of a reality check today. And Shime is staring daggers at me.
I'm not staring
and
daggers.
And I'm not saying this like hope this for him.
Yeah, it is.
I just think it's going to be, I think it's going to be tough. I think he's going to have some problems in the pocket. I think there may be a strip sack in there. I think he's also facing a defense that plays more man than he's seen in several games. So I wouldn't expect a 100-plus passer rating day again for Drake. I think the Patriots can get the win, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout like we saw last week or against Carolina.
Yeah, I get that, and I think you're right. The pass rush is the best they've seen all year. Mason Graham, their rookie, has been exceptional, especially playing next to Myles Garrett.
He's
that tends
awesome.
To help, but he's been really good. And that defensive line is going to present challenges. I think you're right. Knowing that they're going to play a lot of man-to-man, I think you're going to see Drake run more probably than you have, a little bit more like Tennessee, where he ran a little bit more than he had all season long. I think you're going to see that again today. I don't think you're going to see as many deep shots because I'm just not sure the time is going to be there in the pocket to get those routes to develop down the field. So I think it's going to have to be a lot of quick game, and it's going to look different. It is about, this week is about managing the game. This defense should not allow more than 13 points to the Cleveland Browns. So if Drake May can be smart, not turn the ball over too many times, like more than one turnover is bad. One turnover we can deal with this week.
Oh, Shine.
Just because of
you
this
give
defense.
Him a turnover every week if you could.
Nope. No, I couldn't. But I'm just saying, like against his defense, I think like to he's gone 4 weeks without a turnover.
Yep.
To expect one turnover this week, I think, is okay. And you can live with that. You can win with that. It's when you start turning it over 2, 3, 4 times that it becomes a massive issue. And so you need to limit turnovers. This is about managing the game, getting in with a win, getting out. That's it.
So Shime's bringing his A game. He's out of the gate. Everything he said, I couldn't agree with more.
Appreciate you,
Ted. Absolutely. The pass rush for the Cleveland Browns, they have the shortest, they get to the quarterback the fastest of any defensive line in the NFL. So, okay, so the offensive coordinator, what's his name? Is it McSpaniels, something like that?
McSpaniels.
But he's got to do something to help his quarterback, right? So he's got to give him plays and a game plan to, you know, kind of neutralize that pass rush. What do? You keep them off balance with draws, with screens, with the quick game. If you've ever, there's game plans. You go back in time when the Patriots have played like a J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt, the most dominating football player I've ever seen, except when he plays the Patriots, he doesn't even get his hand on Brady. Why? The ball is out so damn fast. So it's going to probably be like that game plan of the Miami game where it's a lot of quick dumps to the running backs quick. Get the ball out so that it neutralizes that pass.
One of the things Bill used to love doing, though, too, is with those big pass rushers, you just run right at them. And the issue, though, with this week is Patriots' run game has not been good. Outside of last week, has not been good this season. They've not shown the capability of just running up, standing up at the line of scrimmage and just running you over. And so that's going to pose a problem. If you cannot get the run game established this week, you're in a really bad situation. You're going to have to see a lot of only three-man route concepts with like a max protect and both those running backs or a tight end in help to protect, because you saw it a couple weeks ago, I think. I want to say it was the Saints game where they'd put both running backs on the field and they were both helping pass block.
Right,
because they're like,
the
we
pony.
Need to make sure we have enough time, but the receivers will get open. If they get open, we're fine. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to see a lot this week.
Now, one underlying theme here is that while the Browns defense is a very, very good defense, we all agree. I mean, it's one of the top defenses in the league.
Yep.
They have been scored on, and they got scored on by Lamar Jackson in week two, four touchdown passes, 41-17, and then the Lions and Jared Goff, 34-10. That was in week four. And I guess the question now is, if Drake May is going to be in the MVP conversation and this Patriots offense is going to be talked about as a top offense, then what's to stop them from being one of those teams? Are they at that level yet? And I think it's fair to ask that question right now. We're at week seven, and the Patriots are a top team in the league. They're one of the, you know, 5-2 teams, and Drake May is being talked about in the type of terms that I think Lamar Jackson and Jared Goff, people have him ahead of Jared Goff. I mean, Jackson's out. You know, this mm-hmm. is the type of test that, that validates those type of characterizations, right?
And the advantage you have is Cleveland's defense has been much better at home than they've been on the road. Both those games, Arkan mentioned,
give it to them.
Were on the road. Oh. When they can get the snap count, they're really good. And that's when they're at home. When they're on the road, it's a little bit more difficult. So it's going to be incumbent on the Patriots fans today to make a little bit of noise. Actually wake up. Actually be an audience today.
Yeah, calm out.
Yeah, actually be an audience today. Don't just show up and sip your wine coolers and enjoy some football and Drake May slinging the ball.
Can I give
actually,
a little
actually have a shout?
Sweetener to Shime's point right there. Sure. Little add on there. For all you you know, betting you know, folks out there.
Ooh, I'm listening.
The last 3 years, the Browns on the road. This is, go ahead, check it out. You know, Andy, you ever work with Andy Hart? You know, he you say something, then he has to fact check you on air.
Yeah,
and I said something. He's like, no, I'm like, no, this is true.
The that was last a good three, impression,
Andy. Yeah, was, he was in the room.
The last 3 years, the Browns on the road have given up an average of 30 points.
Hmm.
When they are at home, they give up on average 17 points. So to Shime's point, they're just a different team on the road than versus home. Clearly,
I
so,
have more proof.
Oh, okay. Well, where's your data? Where's let's see your facts. I don't. There's nothing. So anyway, so that's a big kind of thing in flying the ointment for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, absolutely. My big takeaway from last week and going into this week is Mike Vrabel and just how much you heard it there in that clip that we played. You can hear it in the locker room. You can hear it in the way the players talk after the game.
You can feel it.
It's really noticeable. And that's, I mean, listen, Drake May obviously on the field is more responsible for what's going on in between the lines, but you can't deny the cultural shift and just everything, the tone and everything that you're getting from this head coach.
Thank
and
you.
The buy-in mm-hmm. through 7 weeks is off the charts, and winning helps,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah,
but you can tell,
guys,
I mean,
yeah,
it's really there. And he connects with these guys in a way that's just very different. It's different from Bill, way different from Bill. Different from pretty much everyone,
same,
you know? Like since Parcells, would you say, that,
yes,
Ted? Like,
yes.
Who would you compare this to?
So that's what I compare him to Parcells in the sense that the you know, Coach Parcells, he created – his coaching style was one that he – got players to play hard for him because he invested in him. Like, what does that mean? You know, he took the time to visit with guys. He got to know guys in a world that's very impersonal, where it's dog eat dog. When a coach of that magnitude takes time to talk to you, meet your family, get down and on a human level, it makes that player play hard for him and want to impress him. And it raises the entire compete level on the team. It sounds weird. You might not think, but football players, that's just kind of how we're wired, you know? And so you'll play a little bit harder for a coach that you know has got your back, that is pulling for you, that is supporting you. And that's what I think Mike has created, very similar to what a Coach Parcells doing.
They don't want to be bull. They want the truth.
There you go.
And I think it's especially interesting when you hear from guys who joined the team this year and have been around the league, and I'm specifically thinking of Diggs, because Diggs, of course, has a reputation for butting heads, at least in front of the cameras on the sidelines.
Sure.
With some people.
We couldn't get through 5 minutes of the show before she brings up Steph Diggs.
No, I was like, it's 10:12 right now. I got to talk about
Steph.
Well,
I wonder how
Diggs.
He's going to react to that voice today.
Well, I got, like, he is totally bought in. And that's I think that's somebody who, like, mm-hmm. maybe brings a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say cynicism, but he's more deeply critical of who he's going to listen to and take anything from, and like totally bought in.
Yeah, 100%. And I just, it is an environment. We've talked about this a lot, Ted. It's just a culture that is, I think it's so necessary in today's NFL. Like, you look at a team like the Miami Dolphins, they have no culture right now. It is a total and utter mess. They might have talented players, but without that kind of culture, that environment to unite the players, it doesn't matter. You can have a lot of individually talented players. If they're not playing together, mm-hmm. it really doesn't matter in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals are another great example. I think there's some talented players on that football team, but they do not have the kind of culture that Detroit has,
yep.
or what you're seeing being built here, or even in a place like Kansas City. We may hate the Chiefs a lot of the times, but the culture that Andy Reid has built there for their players, they love him.
I don't want the Chiefs culture. I'm going to say that.
No,
I don't want that culture.
There's a lot worse, but you're right.
Yeah, but like that's the idea. That's the thing you need in football to truly be a successful franchise.
Can I give you the essence of that real quick? The essence of why is football different? Like, do you got to be best friends with if you play on a baseball team and you're a first baseman, do you have to like the center field? No, because it's really a
nobody likes the first baseman.
You don't need the first baseman doesn't need the center fielder to do his job so that he can do his job, mm-hmm. right? But in football, my nose tackle, if he doesn't do his job, I can't do my job. If he doesn't keep the center off of me, or he doesn't keep the guard. And if I can't do my job, then Rodney Harrison behind me can't do his job.
And so if the pass rusher doesn't do his job, Gonzalez can't do his job.
There you go. So it's the most interdependent sport there is. And so if you don't like the guys you're playing with, if you don't care about the guys you're playing with, it's going to show, and it's small and it's subtle, but that's how you build a culture, is when everyone likes each other, believes in each other, you play a little bit hard, and you do your job so the guy behind you can do his.
All right, we're off and running here on a football Sunday. WEEI, Christian Arcand, Teddy J, Chris Scheim, and Mego here. Scheim is going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we got a lot of Drake May topics to get to, as well as some things this team, while winning, could be doing better. We'll get to that right after Scheim gets you caught up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I guess he didn't think he'd have that list. I didn't think so either. Christian Arcand here. Ted Johnson, Shine, Mego. It is football Sunday on WEEI. We got DJ Ken Laird back there playing all your favorite hip hop hits from the mid 90s. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
a sad song.
Yeah, it's not ripped, though.
Good song, though. Absolutely.
This gets you ready for a fossil.
Certainly does. Also, Mego pointed out, I didn't know this, but looks like we got some costumes. Looks like we got some costumes. Guys wearing costumes down there.
Early.
Have you seen
any? A little
any?
Early for Halloween costumes.
I don't know about that. I think it's right around that time. Have you seen any that stuck out that look good?
Well, Mac Hollins is dressed as a chess piece.
As a chess piece. Okay.
Looks
very
like
good.
Something a little different.
We'll see what else we get. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to what we just heard from Adam Schefter right there. His top five quarterback list includes Drake May on it, along with Indiana Jones and Matt Stafford and a couple other guys there. This is no surprise, of course, to Chris Schein. Chris Scheim's had him number one since he was drafted, but now it's really getting tougher and tougher to deny. These are video game numbers that we're seeing in terms of completion percentage. And deep ball throws and things like that. I mean, it's really remarkable what he's been able to do, in fairness, against some bottom-of-the-barrel teams. But, you know, the Buffalo Bills aren't a bottom of the, they're not a great defense, but they're not a bad team. You know, like,
you say
bottom-of-the-barrel,
but Carolina Panthers are 4-3.
That's true.
I understand that we don't think they're a very good football team, but they are above 500 at this moment. The Buffalo Bills, 4-2. I think the Saints are a little bit friskier
than
their record.
Saints got some players on their
defense. Yeah, they can play, and then, the Tennessee Titans stink. They're downright bad. But, like, what they're doing on offense is remarkably impressive, and I think the crazier thing, too, is that they're doing it in situations that teams expect them to pass, right? This year, when you're expected to pass on downs that are passing, normal passing downs, your second and longs, your third and longs, such like that, New England ranks number one in the NFL. And it's not even really close. Like, it's just, Drake May has been remarkable. He's on a heater. He is on an insane heater. I don't know how long it's going to last. Maybe it takes a bit of a falter this week and he bounces back the following week, or he continues it this week because, as we pointed out, Cleveland not as good on the road defensively. But I think what he's doing is so unbelievably impressive that, like, you have to start putting him in these conversations.
I think what Chris is saying is it's excellent to kind of highlight the down and distance, the situations in games which become predictable for a defense to kind of anticipate what that offense is going to do. Third and long situations, right? Mm-hmm. There's and so you call, your defenses to predicting what they're going to do, and they know what the Patriots are going to do, and they still can't stop it. That is the scariest thing. He's definitely, for a skill set, now you can sit there and you can say, okay, maybe he's not as good as, my guy out in L.A. Rams.
Matt Stafford.
Oh, my gosh. At Matt Stafford's peak, but I think he's better than Matt Stafford right now, right? I think he's so athletic and so skilled at playing the quarterback position. It's hard for me to say he's not a top five quarterback. You know, you might say, well, he hasn't won enough. Or, okay, well, yeah, that's fair. But as far as ability and skill and natural inclinations to play the position may go, I think he's easily a top five quarterback already.
It's another way in which I think a lot of things are breaking the Patriots' way this season, because something we're not really talking about in this conversation is two of the guys who are normally front runners for the top three positions in the MVP conversation are out.
Sure. Mm.
Lamar's out again in that very strange situation, and Joe Burrow is out for pretty much the entire season.
Correct.
So it opens up the conversation to a different level where I'm not saying Drake would never be in the position or playing the way he is if those guys are in the conversation, but it does narrow it down a little bit to put him in those conversations.
Yeah, whether you go by EPA or the PFF grade or however you want, EPA per play, whatever you want to metric, like, he's in the top five in all of these.
No doubt.
He's second in the league against the blitz, second in the league against pressure. He leads the league in deep ball passing, or he's number two in deep ball passing, I think, technically, but he has been more efficient than anybody at deep ball passing. He has been insane to the point where it's kind of unrealistic.
How can you get higher than this?
It feels like water needs to find its level a little bit.
Like, it's too good to be true.
There's no way he's going to go 12 of 13 on balls 12 plus yards down the field his entire career.
Right.
It just isn't going to happen.
Right. No, you're right. It won't, but it's to me, like, what we've seen at this point. All the debates of, do we have the guy, which was literally we're talking about 4 weeks ago.
I mean,
that's not
Andy,
a conversation.
Andy Hart is asking after week one in his interview week our inter- weekly interview on EI Afternoons on Tuesdays with Drake. Drake, is winning important to you?
Is there something going on here between you and Andy that we
yeah,
need to talk about?
Yeah, I'm just like it. Yeah, you know what? I hope you're listening, buddy.
Fire away.
I do got a little burr in my saddle for Andy today, don't I? But yeah, I guess I'm trying to highlight is how far we've come in such a short time. Right. And he's
in a month.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make it more important though that the Patriots catch this lightning in a bottle and like maximize it? Right? Because we don't know when and where it will come back down and how much it'll come back down. But while it's here, they have to like kind of, I know it's a little earlier than they may have wanted to, but you kind of have to push the chips in a little bit, right?
I guess with that, to me, that's kind of the offseason thing. I know you're big on the trade deadline. It just, to me, it's a little risky. I don't think they're going to do much, to be honest with you. It's a fun topic to talk about. I don't think if the trade deadline comes and goes in, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks, that I'm going to sit there and go, oh, they don't care. They don't care about winning. It's really what they do in the offseason.
Sure.
Where I will judge them on whether or not they're maximizing what they got.
I'm not even saying, push multiple first round picks in at the trade deadline. I'm saying like you just need to make sure you're shored up across the board, right? Depth pieces, swing tackle, alternate pass rushers, safety help, stuff like that that you can get cheap, right?
But what about just kind of take it to a micro level? What about just in game management? What about the Tennessee, the second drive that was fourth and two, and they went for it, the 8 yard? It's like that's kind of let's put the game away early.
Yep,
that's kind of a in a way. Being aggressive and maximizing what you have at this moment by being aggressive in your play calling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying
McDaniels deserves more credit.
I didn't want to bring it up.
More credit than Shime will ever give him. And that's, just by the way, not to take it back to Vrabel here because we're cooking on Drake May, but with Vrabel, it's not just rah-rah stuff. Like, you get that, obviously. But he's made very good challenges. He goes for it on fourth down. He just has a good feel for it. And you haven't had... I can't think of really any moments where you're just like, what the hell is he doing out there? What are you thinking? Every single week we had one of those last year. Oh, it's so different. I mean, it really is. And I know it was just 1 year, but it was a long year with Jerod Mayo. And it's nice to see that that's kind of out the window.
Ah, neutralized. Bam.
On the other hand, if we want this team to really maximize this moment, as you guys said, they have to do some certain things. They have to get off to better starts in these games, and their second half and fourth quarter issues got to get resolved because you can put up big leads against bad teams. It's harder to do that against a team like who you're playing today. If you can't score any points in the fourth quarter, if you're in the second half, the offense suddenly goes in the tank and you can't run the clock out the way you want to, suddenly it's a closer game than you want, like it was against the Saints. Like that's eventually going to catch up with you. How do you start to fix that?
Did you do the best you can to simulate those situations in practice? Which it's almost virtually impossible. But you know what you do? Like start a practice. We're starting practice today on with our hair on fire. As opposed to let's ease into practice today. Kind of like easing into a game. You know, so it's kind of getting your body clock prepared for that first opening drive and maybe you adjust some of your play calling. Was it the Tennessee game or the where they called a blitz on the first play and Kyle Duggar was last week Tennessee
yeah, yeah, yeah. Tennessee
and first play of the game you want to do a corner blitz
Carlton Davis blitz
Carlton
off the
Davis
edge.
Blitz it's like 50 yard just play cover two tell the team hey you know what we're gonna be playing cover two on this all right we're gonna play a conservative
don't get beat deep
just play like don't take risks unnecessarily. To put you in a situation like what happened last week.
To the defense's credit, though, I feel like outside of the first drive, they've been really good over the last few weeks. They adjust quickly, they make adjustments fast, they're very good. I was listening to Milkman on with Jones and Keefe on Friday, and even he said, he's like, once teams are through their first like 13 scripted plays, he's like, we're good. Like, once they go back to doing what they do every week on a weekly basis, we kick ass. And it's just those scripted plays that get us.
And so why is that? Why are they good after that? Because teams like to run these first 15 plays. They like to see what worked, how did a person react, who's playing. And then they remember those plays that worked early in the game for later in the game, right? So they
But if nothing works in the first, you know, then so what happens? So they get exploited in the first 15 plays, and then the Patriots make adjustments. So
they notice every single play that works,
and then it
and
never
if you try
work
run
again.
It again.
Right.
You just
but then it feels like. I mean, I know this is not the case, but that feels like. Did you guys not watch tape on this like the whole week to see what the script is going to say?
But the script is different, right?
There's wrinkles. They do little wrinkles. They do the same plays, but dressed up in different formations and personnel groupings. This is how teams do it.
It feels very boxer-esque, where it feels almost very much like the old Brady McDaniels offense, where they would tend to start slow.
Oh, you're McDaniels a little...
No. Okay.
Back in the day.
It was more Brady than anything. But
there you go.
We would be upset because the offense wouldn't just come out hair on fire, right? Yeah. They like to feel out their opponent, figure out what they're looking at, what they're trying to beat us with, and then they attack it. Yeah. They figure out who they want to attack, and they rip it. And it seems like that's what the defense is doing now, too.
Mike Vrabel spoke about this on the Greg Hill Show. And here's what he had to say.
Well, it's just there was a lot to that week, and I think that our guys handled it really well. And we just have to do a better job, you know, early on of settling in quickly and being aggressive and having a play style, no matter what the call is, about finishing drives and then defensively being able to answer some of these. These are plays that they worked on. These are game plan plays. They're trick plays that they've been working on, whether that's the throwback, and obviously, you know, we hit the same similar play to Pop last week, and you know, somebody just you have to have a little disruption. You can't make it look like it's their Friday move the field practice, and you know, we'll have to do a better job of that, of trying to disrupt their timing and flow early on defensively, and then we'll have to be able to finish drives offensively.
The only really impressive defensive showing I thought was Buffalo. Like, that was really the one this year that I looked at and thought, man, this defense looks elite. Like, they really look like they can go out and beat anybody. And they've obviously played well enough to win since then.
I agree.
But, and I don't think they're going to need to go, you know, supernova to beat Dylan Gabriel today. But, like, I think that, you know, this is another part of it. Like, you look at these wins and you look at what Drake May is doing in these big numbers. I look at what the defense is doing, too.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's maybe sort of the hidden wrinkle here. Like, the hidden problem.
No, it's. I've been trying to bring it out from the shadows into the light, Christian, the last few weeks, because I've been talking about specifically the pass rush.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, everybody thinks Milton Williams and Barmore are having, and I think Milton Williams is having a better year than Barmore. But where are the sacks? They led the NFL in sacks for the first 2 weeks. In the sacks, I mean, they had five last week. Okay, but consider the opponent, please. But it's one of the worst pass rushes as far as getting pressure on quarterbacks with four-man rush. They don't disrupt the quarterback like they should. They don't get as many sacks. There's not as many quarterback hits. The big sack. And so that's concerning to me. Like, that should be better than it's been. And so I couldn't agree more. I think that, more than anything, is one of my biggest concerns. They just don't put enough pressure on opposing quarterbacks.
Let's do we want to take some phone calls here? We got a bunch of phone calls lined up here early on Football Sunday. And we will go into the locker room with Mego right after this. But let's go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Jay in North Carolina. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey, look, I don't want to shock you into disbelief, but I think the referees suck.
Thank you.
If they blow 15 holding penalties against the Patriots, I won't care as long as Drake May is protected.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that, as you spoke about the big bombs, I'm hoping he can throw over the defense. But I don't know which offensive lineman is going to be unlucky enough to cover Myles Garrett, because he is a one-man wrecking crew.
Jay, thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
How do you deal with him up front? What do you do? I mean, you got Graham, so you can't give too much attention to one guy on that line. That's a fierce pass rush, but you got to do something about Garrett, right?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it earlier. I think you're going to see a lot of max protects, a lot of running back help, a lot of tight end help. Like, those guys are going to be in. They're not going to be running routes. They're going to be helping double team Garrett, because he is a problem, and you can't just leave. That's the issue about this, is Mason Graham has been so good that if you double team Myles Garrett and you leave Mason Graham one-on-one, he's going to cause mayhem.
Right.
And so by keeping an extra blocker in, you allow for more versatility there. You deal with those games, and you can kind of figure it out from there.
Are you ready? Here we go. Here's the answer to your question. Here we go. All right? You keep them off balance by screens, draws, okay, and getting the ball out fast. And then there's wrinkles you can do to block the edge by, don't put Hunter Henry on the line of scrimmage to block Myles Garrett. get him off the line of scrimmage and kind of motioning, little short motions, so that at the snap of the ball, he has momentum going into him, right? There's little wrinkles. You do bunch formations to his side so that he can get cracked from an outside.
Matt Collins will crack him.
Right? So there's little wrinkles that you can do to kind of help Will Campbell out on Myles Garrett, and he's going to need help. But it's going to be a team effort blocking Myles Garrett. It's not just going to be Will Campbell versus Myles Garrett.
Does anyone run draws anymore? I feel like you don't see draws anymore.
No, they should ever run a draw. I feel like they haven't won run draw.
Good, year. Because you know what? When Cam Newton was here and it was 3rd and 3 or more, draw plays coming, yeah, everybody. God, like, it. Enough with the damn draws. But, yeah, it's a very effective play. What you do is, and teams used to run draws against J.J. Watt all the time. And I remember I asked Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator, one time, like, you know, J.J. kind of, you know, that he's not really that, you know, interested in stopping the run. He's like, Ted, he'll stop the run on his way to the quarterback. That's so those pass rushers, they get upfield fast. And the way you do that, exploit that, and slow their ass down is by hitting them with draws, and there's big lanes and big holes there.
Draws.
Let's go to David in the car. Hey, David. David, got to be ready. I'm going to put you on hold. How about tough. Coach in New Hampshire? Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys? Great show as always.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, number one, certainly, I think we all sound really happy and feel happy about what's going on. If I have one major complaint, it's like the play calling coming out of the chute and for some of the game is wide open. What I mean by wide open is throwing on first down, just really mixing it up. Then when the Patriots get a lead, they have it in their minds that they got to salt the game away, kill the clock by running the ball. And it's okay to run the ball, but not like the New Orleans game. I counted in the second half, they ran the ball on first down 6 consecutive drives, and 5 were negative yardage. I just want to make one comparison, because right now the offense looks like it has some horses to keep it going. Think of 2007. I know it was Brady. I know it was Moss. I know it was Welker. But they weren't thinking about improving the running game to run the clock out. They were friggin' letting it fly from start to finish, putting up 40 and 50, and it was a lot of fun. We might be able to do some of that with some better play calling. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach is smart.
He gets it.
Because he's absolutely right. The second half of that Saints game, it's like, what are we doing? I feel like 2007, it was a little scorched earth kind of. Bill was like, there is a conservative nature.
But don't you think Vrabel would have run it up against Tennessee of all teams? He was going to run it up against anybody. Yep. That's the team, right? So I don't know.
I guess. He didn't seem like he was all that jaded. Like, he didn't. Right. I don't know that.
Everybody was watching. He played it smart.
He knows what he's doing. Like, my thing is I think it was the Saints game, Ted, where every time Drake May threw on first down, you converted for a first down on that series. And yet they insisted in the second half on running the ball on first down time and time again. Like, Coach is right. Be a little bit more aggressive on early downs. You can run on 2nd and 3 and 3rd and 2. That's fine. Get a little bit more aggressive on first down.
Terrible offensive coordinator they got.
It's tough. Just the worst. All right,
very
coming
conservative.
Up, we are going to go inside the locker room. Specifically, Mego is going to go inside the locker room with a member of the Patriots offensive line. That's coming up next here on Football Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Drake May. About 5-6 weeks ago, I believe. On WEEI Afternoons, that was Andy Hart.
After week one game.
How much he wants to win.
Football important to you? Do you even care?
What a great answer.
I mean, he answered it quick. He didn't really hesitate much.
I'm trying to incorporate the shoot into my language a little bit more.
I would have liked him to say no. Just as a joke.
I don't care.
But if you remember
nice when it happens.
Yeah, what spawned that question was your interview, you guys' interview with Vrabel, asking, you know, I think it was Curtis that asked him, you know, the same question, and Mike's answer was, well, I certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. And so that's Andy took that answer and ran with it and asked and Drake. And so it just kind of funny to think that was only 5 weeks ago. Here we are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I mean,
when
you're talking about quarterbacks, there's sometimes last year the winning games wasn't really the priority for the team. The priority was advancing Drake May's career and making him, you know, molding him into what you wanted him to be. Now Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo and those guys all did their best, but you know, it was
clearly
a different priority. Winning wasn't the priority last year, so coming into this year,
it wasn't the last game.
They didn't get off to a great start, right? Yeah, except for the last game, but they didn't get off to a great start this year. They lost a couple games early on, and that was a relevant question. But now it's like it seems ridiculous, like hearing that. It's just like, well, of course he wants to win. Look what he's doing every week. And speaking of things that are happening every week, Mego's in the locker room. Who are you talking to today, Mego?
So I talked to Morgan Moses. By the way, I'm getting chirped on social media how I should have called out of the show today.
No, absolutely not.
No days off.
Never.
Also, don't worry, because I recorded this a couple days ago, so my voice doesn't sound like this. Morgan Moses, though, basically echoed what you said earlier, Ted, about like these pass rushers getting to the ball carrier and maybe hitting the quarterback on the way. Like all the different levels that this front four will attack you, he spoke to in great detail.
Inside the Locker Room with Megan Ottolini.
So we just talked to Josh, and he said that this front four with Cleveland is very formidable, biggest challenge of the season so far. What do you see from them on tape just so far this week?
Aggressive, fast penetration front. They play with a lot of high effort. Obviously, you know, they got a lot of high draft picks over there, and Mason Graham, and obviously Myles Garrett, who's established himself since he's been in the league day one. But for us, it's to be able to control what we can control and go out there and play together, play team football, and execute the plan that we have in front of us and, you know, just go battle.
I talked to some of your teammates yesterday, and they said on the line, said that this is a defense that pass rushes on their way to getting to the ball carrier. So how do you look at those different levels of an attack like that when you're trying to protect the quarterback, protect the ball carrier, protect wherever it goes?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, especially because I've been in that division for 2 years, and you know, you look at the quarterback play that they have in that division, you know, obviously with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow in that division, you know, you want to be able to stop their best players. And so that's one of the things that you emphasized, you know, and obviously Jim Schwartz has been around for a long time. I played against him when he was at the Eagles, and he's always had great fronts and that penetration front. And it's for us is to be, you know, detail our combinations, detail the things that we need to do, and emphasize, you know, the details of the game. And, you know, at the end of the day, they have a great front, but it takes all 11 for us to operate, you know, the quarterback to see the defense, the receivers to get open. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
What do you like about how this line has been working together? One great thing early on is you guys seem to have so much consistency and be able to get reps together out there on the field. What do you like about the progress that you've made?
I think, you know, progress is what you want. You know, progress is what you want to keep, and you want to keep on trending in the right way. But I think we have some guys, I think we have a whole bunch of guys in our room that are selfless and are willing to lay it on the line every week, and that's what it takes. You know, we have a great center in Garrett Bradbury that gets us on the same page and prepares us the right way to make sure we're on the same rhythm and beat. And I think when you have that, that's the key to success.
Garrett told me yesterday he has the best seat in the house to see some of these throws from Drake May. What have you liked from him so far this season that maybe some of us in the press box or in the stands or watching TV at home don't always get to catch?
That's from Drake?
Yeah.
Just, you know, the attention to details, you know, him playing on time, playing on schedule. Obviously with Josh in his ear and making sure he's, you know, staying upbeat, but just the leadership that he brings in the, as a young quarterback, demanding greatness out of everybody, controlling the controllables. And then, and obviously when things happen, you know, he's built for adversity. So I think when you can have somebody, a signal caller behind you that that has that type of mindset, obviously this is what you get.
Okay, that was Morgan Moses in the locker room with Megan Ottolini. Mego, you have two new tackles on the team this year, obviously, a rookie on the left and Morgan Moses on the right, veteran on that line for sure. Is it his line? Would you consider it, like, is he the guy they all look to? Is he sort of the veteran leader on that line?
I mean, he's definitely, like, the elder statesman of that line, but I do think that Garrett Bradbury also plays a huge leadership role on that and is somebody that I've talked to a lot about. Morgan says it in that interview, like getting everybody straightened out, making sure everybody's on their P's and Q's like a good center needs to. And if you think back to even in training camp, in OTAs and mini camp, I don't know if you guys remember, but there were so many botched exchanges between Bradbury and Drake. And that's something that I don't knock on wood, but we haven't seen at all this season.
No. We haven't, and that's, again, knock on wood. Hopefully it's not a trend that starts tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.